step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Promptly Potter, where each episode we flex our critical analysis muscles and break down a question about the Harry Potter novels. This is episode 139, and today's prompt comes from chapter 7, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, titled The Slug Club. Hello everybody, my name is Marisa and I will be your host for this episode. Today's prompt focuses on Harry's suspicions that Draco might actually have replaced his father as a Death Eater, especially after Harry hears him say that the Dark Lord won't care about people's grades but their devotion while they travel back to Hogwarts after the holidays. Harry overhears this after he slipped into Draco's compartment wearing his invisibility cloak. The prompt is, why are Ron and Hermione so unwilling to believe Harry's suspicion that Draco might be a Death Eater? So first of all, everybody knows that Harry dislikes Draco, especially his best friends. They know that Harry detests the guy. They do too, but not at the level that Harry hates Draco. They just don't get along, they never have. So it would make sense that Harry would think the worst of him. So obviously they just don't trust that what he thinks is not based on his biases towards Draco. So, and perhaps because Draco's father was sent to Azkaban for being a Death Eater, it would make sense that he would not want to follow in his footsteps, knowing the consequences. I can totally see Hermione's mind taking this course of action, where she's like, he would not do that. He knows the consequences. Why would he be that stupid? But again, not everybody thinks about consequences the way Hermione does. Then again, Ron would probably say, we don't know of any instances where Voldemort actually recruited kids that were still in school, which is a fair point. We don't know if Voldemort ever actually recruited somebody who was still a minor. And Draco at this point still is a minor. He's not 17. They're in their sixth year. So it would make sense to think that Voldemort wouldn't bother with a student, because what good would they be to him? And Draco is still a child in every aspect. He can't even apparate yet. That is something they learn in this sixth year. And if you're a Death Eater, I'd say that's something really important you should be able to do, so you can like disappear from uncomfortable situations. So honestly, what use would Draco be to Voldemort? What could he really do at Hogwarts? He's not close to any teachers or anyone important except for Harry, and Harry doesn't trust him, so there's no way he could actually lead Harry into Voldemort's clutches. Okay, that's actually a discussion that could go on a bit further, saying that he could potentially have done that by enraging Harry. But anyway, let's not dwell on that too long. So another reason I think they were a little hesitant to believe Harry's theory that Draco is a Death Eater is because Draco is not exactly a gifted wizard. He's pretty average. He's not a huge star in the Defense Against the Dark Arts classes. There's no reason Voldemort would recruit him for a specific talent. And someone like Hermione would probably not trust Draco to be able to do something right under Dumbledore's nose. We know her faith in Dumbledore is unwavering. Everybody always says Dumbledore wouldn't have appointed Snape if he didn't trust him. Nothing like that would happen under Dumbledore's nose. But as we know, in this book, a lot happened under Dumbledore's nose. Yeah. So they probably just thought the fact that Draco was acting differently and a bit strangely that year was due to the fact that his father was a convicted Death Eater sent to Azkaban. That would have an impact on any child, obviously. And also, poor Harry had no evidence to prove that Draco was indeed a Death Eater. He just had a hunch. His dislike for Draco made it hard for his friends to believe that hunch, obviously. So they just probably thought someone like Draco wasn't worth Voldemort's attention and believed that even if he was, they could easily outwit him because it's Draco. And Draco also didn't have any powerful friends. Like, there were so many things that made Draco an undesirable candidate for Voldemort's Death Eater Club, if I could call it that. So we know that his friends that he had at Hogwarts were Crabbe and Goyle, and they weren't even very smart. So that just makes him less desirable. And let's not forget that the last time Harry's friends followed one of his hunches, they ended up in quite a mess at the Department of Mysteries, and Sirius died. And Voldemort almost killed Harry. Again, it was a mess. So it would make sense that Ron and Hermione just couldn't bring themselves to trust his hunches as much as they used to. They know that Harry can be incredibly emotional. They know that he's emotional in the sixth book. They know he's emotional because he lost Sirius. And finding someone to fixate on like Draco would be a very normal reaction because it would serve as a nice distraction. So perhaps I think Ron and Hermione probably discussed them among themselves and they were like, he's just trying to deal with his grief, pinning something as like being a Death Eater on Draco is something that can distract him. He can fixate on that. It's something to focus on so he doesn't have to think about Sirius. And yeah, that's something very normal to do when you go through something like Harry was going through at the time. So yeah, they knew they couldn't take an emotional grieving Harry seriously when he makes such a wild accusation. They are cautious, which is completely understandable. So regardless, we know Harry has good instincts and he wasn't wrong. And it turned into one hell of a mess. And if they had believed him, it perhaps wouldn't have. But yeah, it is what it is. But that is merely my opinion, of course. So tell us what you think about today's prompt over on MuggleNet.com social media channels and use hashtag PromptlyPotter to join in the conversation.
Promptly Potter is produced by Marissa Osman, edited by Patrick Muselak, and is brought to you by MuggleNet.com.